Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Begin to examine ourselves to see if we are spiritually adapting to what is right in our life, but spiritually right with our Savior. Examination number one. In 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Corinth. And the Apostle Paul is an unusual man because he used to be called Saul. And because he used to be called Saul, he was a man that was zealous. He had a piety. He was one that had a relationship with the religious leaders and with the laws. And because he was a zealous man, he was given authority to go after all those who were of the early church. And he was given letters to persecute the church. And because he was given these letters, because of his piety, because he thought he was doing what was right in his own eyesight, the apostle Saul at the time began persecuting all the Christians until he had an encounter on the Damascus Road. And that was an examination on that road because the Lord appeared to him and asked the question, Saul, why do you persecute me? I need you to examine who are you? And he said, I'm the Lord whom you persecute. Examination. Are we persecuting the Lord today? Yeah. Are we doing what the Lord has required of us? Do we say we love the Lord? Are we pious and zealous in such a way that we say, I will go all out for the Lord? And yet when the Lord says, here am I, do you love me more than these? And Peter said, Lord, you know. When we see what the Lord is telling us in the second chapter of Corinthians, in this fifth chapter, we see how he is opening up our eyes to the realization of what he has to say. For in this fifth chapter, in that 17th verse, the Apostle Paul makes four opposing arguments, or four opposing statements. And these statements begin with a condition. For Paul states, if any man or if any woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creation, a creature. For old things are old man are passed away, and now all things in our life become new. Let's see. It's like when a doctor gives us a physical examination. The doctor reads all of our old conditions first. All of our old problems that we have or that we are having. And the reason for that, Antioch, is because the doctor has to be knowledgeable concerning the old conditions. He does that so that he does not repeat the same treatment once again. If our conditions has not changed, he may then change the treatment to do something new. When Jesus Antioch met Nicodemus, he said to him, you must be born again. And that rebirth which Jesus spoke of was not a physical birth, but it was spiritual. Jesus was looking for a spiritual change in Nicodemus, and Jesus is looking for a spiritual change in each and every one of us. In our examination this morning, examination question number one. What changes have been made in you? What has personally changed in my life in the year 2018 that I can carry into the year 2020? What was our life? What was my characteristics? What was my makeup? How did I act and react to my neighbors? And how did I spend my time? Have I had a relationship in 2018, and that relationship is Christ-centered, or is my relationship the same old relationship that got the same old results? Do I have the same ways that I carried 10 years ago? Have I carried stuff with me? Am I carrying stuff each and every year, layer after layer? You know, when you carry stuff and you never get rid of it, you just add to it. That was 10 years of stuff that you just keep adding to it, and you keep adding to it to the point that you become bitter. Because I'm carrying a load that I shouldn't even be carrying. I've carried it so long because that's the way I've always been. And the Lord said, I need a new you. As I begin to examine who you are in a relationship with me, I need to see a new attitude in you. When I see you, I want to be able to see a reflection of me. When you walk and the way you talk should be exemplary of who I am and what I represent. My kingdom should be a kingdom that you are searching and seeking out for. My home should be a home that you desire to be in, and you can't get to my home carrying old stuff in a new place. I'm reminded what Jesus said. I'm reminded what he told John said. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem and a new you. You can't carry old stuff that you've been pulling on for a year and expect to get to a new place with old stuff. Maybe you and I both need to re-examine our Christian walk. Paul said to the church, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Therefore is connected with the words in 2 Corinthians 5:16, for it says, therefore, again. And when you see the word therefore, you see what is therefore. From now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. My old stuff is dead. I carried it because it was a part of my DNA. The way I used to be, the way I used to treat people, the way I walk in the flesh, that was me. But the moment I got have a relationship with the Lord, that stuff changed. Something happened. A metamorphosis took place within me. What was once in one state of composition has now been transformed and changed. And what has now been transformed and changed, the old stuff is dead, and I shed it away, and now I have been rebirthed, and I'm now new, because the old man and the old things and the old way I talk and my old attitude is dead, buried, and gone. And what I love about the Lord is that the old me, the Lord says, once you develop a relationship with me, once you've accepted me as your Lord and Savior, I won't remember that old you. I will forgive you of your sin. As far as the east is from the west, I won't remember it anymore. I'll take the old stuff that you used to do, and I'll throw them into the sea of forgetfulness, and I won't remember it. The only time the Lord have amnesia is when he said, I will forgive you, and I won't remember it anymore. You know, the only person that wants you to hold on to the old you is the one that's already in trouble, and that's the enemy. So he bring back. You remember what you did in 1910, 1920, 1930. You remember them places you used to hang out with. You remember all of the women you used to go with. You remember all of the stuff you used to do. He brings that back. Why? The Lord has already told us, I won't remember it. I will throw it away. But the one that keeps bringing it back is the one who's already messed up, and he's trying to get a contingency to go to hell with him. That's a place. That's not a bad word. Hell is a place. His desire is for you to hold on to the past. His desire for you is to keep doing what you're doing. His desire is for you to bring up that stuff that you used to hang on to and love to do and say, the Lord ain't listening to you. And the Lord is telling you, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Stop listening to stuff that's going to separate you from me, because I've already forgiven you of that stuff that you're holding on to. You know why we keep praying the same prayer? Because we ain't forgiven ourselves. The Lord forgave us the first time we asked for forgiveness with a clean and pure heart. But we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the old me. Holding on to old stuff. The Lord is telling us to move on. The old man is in that old flesh. We are now alive in Christ. We're new. As Christ has entered on his new heavenly life by his resurrection and ascension, so all who are in Christ, that is, when we see what Christ is doing for us, united to him, we are united to him by faith as the church is in the vine. We are new creatures. Let me make it plain. You can't keep acting the same way. You can't keep doing the same thing. You can't keep saying the same things and be new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is new. In Christ is new. Believers are transformed in Christ as part of God's renewal of all creation. Romans 8:19-20 states, for the impatient longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the Son of God. What are you waiting for? To behold his face. As new creation, believers grow in the likeness of Christ. We have been predestined to look just like him. What did he look like? Don't worry about what he looked like. I'm not concerned what color he is. Everybody say, he's got to be black, or he's white, or he's Indian, or he's Chinese. God is a spirit. Have you ever seen a color in the spirit? We're more concerned with what God looked like. Jesus told Philip, when you have seen me, you've seen the Father. If then, when Jesus was resurrected, why didn't they know him? He had a glorified body. When you have been rebirthed, you don't look the way you used to look. When you've been reborn again, you don't act the way you used to act. When something uniquely is different in you, you are just like Christ. We are all predestined to look just like Christ. What does he look like? He looked Jewish? No. He looked like the Father. God is a spirit. There you go. You just said it. So when you are looking like him, you look like him spiritually. The Lord says, I need you to look like me spiritually, because he and the Father are one. That's the unity. That's the Godhead operating. And that Godhead is operating in us. And when we are rebirthed, when we have that new birth, that new regeneration, we no longer act. I feel
good. Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at AntiochMathis@BellSouth.net.